So these were the candies that I said, if you're giving these out, you're doing a good job. Sleeve of Reese's Cups, giant Kit Kat, give me the sleeve of Starburst, Skittles, Twizzlers, M&M's. I think that's my six that I'm going to put as elite over everything else. If you were going to add something to that category, what would it be?
This is in the elite category. So, of course, you ignored all things caramel incorrectly. That's just cooked sugar. We should always remember what that is. Honorable mention to Reese's Take 5, which you sleep on. That is a pretzel, peanut butter, caramel inside of chocolate. It's phenomenal. With all due respect to Snickers, the Three Musketeers bar, the answer is Twix. The answer is Twix. It's a cookie. It's caramel, and it's also chocolate. You get not the little one, not the fun size, nothing fun about less. The great big bad you know who's left Twix, right Twix, insert and have a grand old time. The thing that should be punted. No. I don't even want to bother Tressway with this. Get Elon Musk on it. Or somebody else that has a space company. Load these up and shoot them directly into the center of the sun. They're a tandem. Mounds and Almond Joy. Mounds and Almond Joy. It's weird that anybody would go, I want these weird texture pieces of paper, a.k.a. coconut. I'm using that in quotation marks. That's a sarcastic coconut inside of anything that has to do with candy.
I hate the taste of coconut.
Of course you do. Now, coconut water, fine. Coconut is an accent. Coconut is part of an ensemble. Okay, we can have a conversation here, all right? But what coconut actually is, it's like pencil shavings in terms of texture. That type sensation when you're biting it? Wrong. No one should ever do that on purpose. The best thing that should happen is you're not paying attention. You're mid-conversation. You take a bite of it, you go, oh, my God, and you get rid of it. And you never, never eat it again. You always remember, hey, I need to look before I leap. Make sure that that never touches these lips again with my sophisticated palate. With all due respect, these are wonderful companies. They're doing an awful lot. I want whoever's in charge of this thing to go, you know what, for the good of humanity, we're just going to stop making them. Let no one be tempted by Mounds and Almond Joy.
I'm pretty sure my dad loved Almond Joy.
Mm-hmm.
And I say I'm pretty sure because it became like the candy that when we saw it, we'd go, oh, I'll get some of those for dad.
Grab one
but
for
I
dad.
I never actually saw him eat them. It's the same as like at Christmas time. Every year, you got to get your dad, you know, a present. You're looking for something that, you know, it would make him happy. You're a kid. He's a grown-up. You don't really know what he wants. I know he likes the Beatles. So the joke was always, we'd find a Beatles magazine. And all me, my two brothers, my sister, he would just get the same Beatles magazine from like three of the four of us every year that we saw at the mall. And we just give him a Beatles magazine.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, that'll make dad smile.
Magazine about the Beatles and Almond Joy. Perfect. I mean,
that's DP.
I never saw
him open the magazine and read it, and I never saw him eat the Almond Joy. So for all I know, he didn't actually enjoy either of those two things.
Next time you go home, he'll be in the recliner with like a bowl of Almond Joys reading the Beatles magazine. just doing a bit.
Here were the candies, I think, if you're giving them out, all bets are off in terms of how you're going to be treated by the neighborhood kids.
Uh-huh.
Now and Laters. I hate Now and Laters.
How about Never and Knows?
Now and Laters stick to your teeth in a way that is not rewarding at any point. Like, that happens with dots. If you're familiar with, like, that little box of dots.
Mm-hmm.
I like dots. They stick to your teeth, and they're a pain in the butt to eat, but there is some, you know, reward at the end of the experience. You don't get that with Now and Laters. Smarties. I'm not seven anymore. And even if you are seven, you realize that you shouldn't be eating that. It's powder. It's gross. You're familiar with Smarties, that little sleeve of those little powdery candies?
Yeah, I can't get with you on the Smarties. I think they're generally inoffensive. Now, if you're asking me, are there better options? Of course there are. There's probably 40 or 50 better options.
Danny, if you gave someone Smarties a month ago, I'm not going to kill you for that. But tonight, the Super Bowl of giving out candy, your option of all the things you could give out, you're going to give out Smarties, and I'm supposed to accept that?
I wouldn't do it, but again, maybe it's your way to be different. Maybe it's your way to stand out a little bit. Again, if it's part of an ensemble, grab a handful. I'm with you. There are better options. Maybe that's what we're talking about here. Be excellent, right? Don't just half-ass this thing.
Yeah, go be great.
Yeah, don't give out like a yogurt or like bran flakes. But, yeah, I'm with you.
This is a big game.
Today, yeah, I find the Smarties unoffensive.
This is not a normal game. This is a division game, championship,
Sunday
on the
football.
Line.
Yeah.
What do they say? Big players make?
Big plays?
Big plays.
Yeah.
Smarties is not a big play. Taffy, if you're giving out taffy, scrap that plan. Call your wife. Call your husband right now. Say, we cannot give away taffy. We have a reputation in this neighborhood to uphold. I will not be known as the neighbor who gives away taffy. What are we doing with it? Any kind of whatever that is. You know what I mean by taffy.
Sure.
It doesn't
Uber
have to be.
Chewy. Yeah.
You get the theme. Like, stop with the chewy.
Yeah. I'm a taffy guy, but only if I'm at a boardwalk at a beach. Then you get your saltwater taffy. I don't know why they call it saltwater taffy. Maybe it's just near saltwater. Like, I'm down with that. Like, that's a beach thing. That's fine. But when we're in a really individualized package here and it's like, oh, God, 17 minutes of chewing and 94% of it's still stuck in between my upper right here and the lower right there, no, thank you.
My teeth hurt just thinking about taffy. Mm-hmm. Last one, candy corn. I don't think anyone actually gives out candy corn for Halloween, but in the event that you do, I had one neighbor when I grew up years and years ago that would put a bunch of candy corn in a little baggie and would hand, like, the little baggies of candy corn would be the Halloween treat. Uh-uh. I didn't know at the time how vile that was that she would do that, but now I do, and it changes how I feel about her as an adult.
When did the pushback on candy corn start?
Was there ever not pushback on candy corn?
It was wildly popular for a time. And it's never bothered me anywhere near as much as it seems to bother the masses part of society. But it became this, like, cool thing to have backlash about, you know, where people are like, you should be arrested.
I'm wow, like, it sounds like you're pro-candy corn.
I'm not anti. No, pro makes it sound like I'm an advocate. I'm not doing candy corn.
Defending candy corn's honor.
I never had that much of a problem with it. Unoffensive. He didn't bully me in high school. Like, he's in my graduating class. We haven't kept in touch.
When's the last time you've eaten candy corn?
Yeah, decades.
Okay.
Decades.
That's fine. As long as you're not sitting there, like, popping it in your mouth.
Right, it's now. Like, I hold it up on the YouTube page. Here's my candy corn. Yeah,
right.
So I'm not doing that.
Edwin in Silver Spring is on Grant and Danny Wants to Hop In. Best candy to get tonight if you're trick-or-treating. Worst candy to get tonight.
It's so funny because I have my answer, and then you just began to trash it, you know?
Oh, no.
What
was your answer?
The one you should not get. Huh?
What was your answer?
Well, I'll start with the one that you should not get. Twizzlers has no value whatsoever.
Oh, my God.
It's like chewing recycling, basically. It has no texture, has no real flavor. What is it you're eating? Molded syrup or whatever? What is it? No value. Do away with the Twizzlers, please. The one that I said, I feel that you should get. You were just trashing it now, but I feel like I'll challenge you right now to put a poll on your social media or whatever and ask, is this candy in the Hall of Fame of candy? Yes or no? No qualifications? Yes or no? I bet you it would win. Almond Joy is a great candy.
Oh, stop it, Edmund.
Whoa, yes. Your candy
nice
takes,
coconut,
bro, are tough.
Almond. It doesn't have any junk, you know. It has substance to it. Coconut is nice. It's flavorful. There's a reason Almond Joy has lasted for generations and generations. It's not some fly-by-night thing, you know. It stood the test of time for a reason.
That's a great set of terms. Edwin, I appreciate it, and I feel sorry for your broken palate. I don't know what happened. I don't know if you were held captive and they were forced you to eat it, then made you, like, brainwashed into thinking that you like Almond Joy. Those pencil shavings that you call substance? Oh, my God. And hate on Twizzlers. You're like, what is it, cooked sugar? I don't know what's in anything. All right? It's red tubular sugar. Deal me in.
I'm not as bothered by his Almond Joy take as I am the idea that there's no taste to Twizzlers. Pete in Great Falls, best and worst candy to get on Halloween.
We've met at Nats Park with your buddy from Booze, if you remember my kid. But anyways.
Oh, cool.
The number one candy is Kit Kat. Now, you guys may not be aware, in Japan, there's about 40 or 50 different varieties of Kit Kats. They've got the wafers in there, but all sorts of different stuffings and coatings of different types of chocolate and what have you. And so if you ever get your hands on that stuff, it is amazing to taste.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Love it.
Team Kit Kat here. You're not going to get a rebuttal from us.
Get
on
some
that.
Crunch. Get some chocolate on the outside. Done. Thanks.
Squeeze one more in. Aaron in Virginia. It's Halloween night. Reliving the glory days in costume. What was the best and worst thing to get?
I think the best candy to get is all the candy that you will see at a checkout stand, like Skittles, Starburst, Twix, all that. That's the good candy. Halloween is not the time of year to be healthy. It's like the Thanksgiving of candy. Mm-hmm. You don't want to fast during Thanksgiving. You want to eat as much crap as possible.
There it is,
the bad candy is jelly beans. Who eats jelly beans anymore? And especially the ones that taste like popcorn and all the other food that you get. I hate jelly beans. So those are my best and worst.
Dude, flavored jelly beans stink.
Great call, by the way.
Those are so bad.
Had you ever brought them up in the no pile? I haven't seen them in forever. The only time I see jelly beans now, it's like Easter. You know what I mean? Where it's like, here's all the jelly beans. It's like they're just saving up to insist upon themselves. No, thank you.